Delighted to be joined by Rebecca Thornhill from Girl from the North Country, which starts at the Milton Keynes Theatre tonight. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very dry out of the rain. That's what I'm happy about.
Good to hear. Well, today we'll take that as a win. That's good. So Girl from the North Country starts at the Milton Keynes Theatre tonight. Tell us all about the show for anyone who isn't familiar.
Okay, right. So in a nutshell, basically it's set in 1934 in Duluth, Minnesota. And it's set in a guest house. And basically it's about the lives of the people that come through this guest house as they're moving on their journeys. And it's about where they've come from, where they're going to, and the dramas that happen while they're in the guest house. That's it in a nutshell.
That is
it. Yeah, that is a nutshell.
So what sort of show can people expect if they're coming along?
Well, somebody said actually when they came to see it in Dublin that it was like going through therapy.
okay,
which, why? It's not a great thing, but it is a good thing. It just brings up so many emotions and connects with different sort of things through the play for people. So it's so beautiful to look at for starters. It's just got this wonderful feel about it.
Yeah.
And the writing is fantastic. It's Conn McPherson who wrote The Weir and The Ferryman. He's spectacular. And he's also directed it as well. So it's also very aesthetic on the eye. And then you've got Bob Dylan music. Whether you're a fan or not, you're just going to love it. Because I didn't know much about Bob Dylan music before I started, because I wasn't trendy enough to be a bit Bob Dylan fan, I feel. And the music just, it blends beautifully with the storyline. It's not like your normal musical where it moves on a storyline. It's connected to the scene before and the next scene. It sort of just gives you a feeling, a sense of what's going on. It's wonderful. It's a real emotion. That's what I mean by the emotions and the feeling that you get throughout the play.
Fantastic. And like you say, but Bob Dylan, I imagine an incredible soundtrack along with an incredible story.
Yeah, well, Simon Hale, who's done the orchestrations, actually won a Tony Award for the orchestrations.
Wow.
And it's a very small, I can't even say, it's like a band. They're called the Howling Winds, which is fantastic. Everybody names their band, whoever does the production, so that's ours. And you've basically got violin, guitar, double bass and piano, and then me on the drums in the corner, bless you. And he's just done this beautiful, beautiful orchestration. It feels so full. It's amazing.
Fantastic. Tell us about your role in the play then. Who do you play?
So I play Mrs. Burke, part of a family. I'm married to Mr. Burke, and I've got a son who has a mental age of 4. He's probably in his 20s, 30s, you know. We'll go with early 20s because Ross will kill me if I say so. yeah, so he's got a mental age of 4. So that's quite a difficult thing in that society to deal with. They're definitely on a journey. They've definitely been quite a few places before they've arrived in this guest house. And I think a few things have happened on the way. I won't say too much because I don't want to give away too much. But they are definitely struggling with the recession. They were a family that have come from wealth and is used to a different type of society. And now they're struggling with what having to deal with that and keep up appearances and deal with the child. So there's a lot going on with them.
Absolutely.
So you've been
touring this show. What's the reaction been like from audiences so far?
Amazing. I think my favourite night was when I watched these three ladies in the front row passing the tissue from one to another as we were singing Forever Young. And I think that's one memory I'll never forget. It was just beautiful. They weren't even looking at each other when they were passing the tissue. You know, they were just sort of passing it along.
They just knew they'd all need one.
Yeah, they all knew they needed it. We've had lots of standing ovations throughout. And we've had a variety of audiences, you know, very different audiences that find certain things, because it's funny as well.
Mm-hmm.
They find stuff, things that are funny, and then others, you know, not so much. Then they find a different area that they find amusing or they connect to. That's what I mean in the play. There's something for everybody to connect with.
It sounds like a right emotional roller coaster, this show.
It is, and it's not depressing. It's life. It's watching life in front of you. You know, like people watching.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So it's a little bit like that.
Fantastic.
It's like sitting there, people watching. And it, people are confused because it's not your run through sort of storyline that you have to follow what happens next, you know, this mystery thing. It just sort of unfolds in front of you. It's like people watching.
It sounds like an absolutely brilliant watch. How does it feel to be in Milton Keynes, of course, night one tonight?
Yes, well, yeah. I mean, I've been to Milton Keynes quite a few times, so it does feel like we're just coming back to somewhere you know, which is nice.
Excellent.
So I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Good. Well, welcome back. So what would you say to anyone who is looking for a night out at the theatre this week, maybe thinking about getting a ticket?
Yeah, get a ticket. Come out. Feel some emotion, you know. Feel some. let it spring some thoughts in your mind. And enjoy the music and just relax and just...
Absolutely.
You can't beat
a night out of the theatre anyway, but Girl from the North Country.
You can't.
A fantastic show and a fantastic soundtrack as well from Bob Dylan. So,
yeah, amazing.
We're looking forward to it. Rebecca is star of the show. Rebecca, I hope it goes really well and best of luck for curtain up tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you.